Good morning, Sunshine Country. 28 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and I'm joined by the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt, with us. Charlotte, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
Good to see you this morning.
What a beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning.
Nice and comfortable.
I love all this.
I do, too.
Where's our sun, though, today?
Well, you know, it's coming.
Okay. All right.
How about that? We had sunshine a little bit this morning, and then it's just kind of clouded up on us here.
That's all right. We'll take it.
We'll have some sunshine.
I'm not complaining. There's no humidity.
No,
and it's just wonderful. So.
You bet. How are things at the supervisors' meeting this morning?
Everything was good at the supervisor meeting. Yeah, very good.
How long was the meeting?
Gosh, I didn't write that down. Probably half hour, 35 minutes. Yeah.
Kind of typical. Well, let's talk about that meeting.
Okay.
All the supervisors present?
Four were present in person, and Mark Peterson zoomed in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The agenda was approved.
That was approved.
Minutes were approved. Audience comments.
We had no audience comments today whatsoever.
Supervisors' weekly committee and assignment updates.
Well, first of all, okay, Alex Burton, Bryant Amos, Charlotte Schmidt, Mike Olson.
Mm-hmm.
We all attended the Iowa Association of Counties conference this last week in Des Moines. It started early Wednesday morning and lasted till noon on Friday. And so we all shared bits of information from there. So I don't know if
How was that overall, the conference?
Well, it was good. It's good. You know, it's a lot of, there's a lot to talk about and there's a lot of information. But, you know, one of the things that we do is we do our legislative objectives. We approve that as an organization for the year. And I'm just going to quick say eminent domain is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Medicaid funding. The other one is Iowa's natural resource and water quality and quantity. And the last one is property tax reform.
Okay.
So those are our main legislative objectives that our two staff people from ISAC, Jamie Cashman and Lucas Beanken, and they'll basically, they'll go to the state house and they'll, you know, talk and, you know, try to get sway them to be, you know, the way that we want them to be as a county.
Sure.
So,
some lobbying on behalf of the...
Correct. Okay. Exactly. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Anything else from the...
Just Alex attended Nishna Productions board meeting, and Mark Peterson attended the Southwest Iowa Regional Mental Health Board, which that's going to go away. They have their last meeting in October because of the restructuring of Health and Human Services. And so that will actually go away. So.
All right. Anything else there?
Nothing else there.
Secondary roads update. What did Engineer Karen Albert have?
Okay, so they hauled rock to the Red Oak areas and started dirt work on the 150th Street east of M63 road upgrade. They're going to do an upgrade there. I think she talked about that. She's talked about that a couple of times. So that's happened. And then, you know, during the summer, they work four 10-hour days.
Yep.
Well, they'll start back to the five-day week starting the following day, after Labor Day week.
Okay.
So weekend. So, yeah. And then the G Avenue pipe project south of 180th Street, MDX removed the bridge and are in the process of excavating the area where the pipe will be placed.
Okay.
And then this Friday, the engineer's office is going to close at 11 a.m. because there's nobody working. It's a four 10-hour day week, and then people are taking vacation that day. So they'll be open till 11 a.m. on Friday if you need the engineer. So,
Okay. All righty. And then they will be closed Monday for the Labor Day holiday.
Yes, they'll be closed Monday for Labor Day holiday, and then we're back to work.
I'm guessing most of the county will be closed. Offices and
all the county
departments will be
closed. Correct.
All right.
Correct. You're right.
New business. Approve abatement of taxes for a county farm, $5,122.
That was approved unanimously.
Right. Approve the application for suspension of taxes per Iowa Code 427.9 for a particular parcel number there. I'm not going to repeat that parcel number. It's quite extensive, but was that approved as well?
That was approved.
Okay. Claims payable for Wednesday, August 27th, $1,450,000. $663.31. That's now, a little more than normal.
That's a little more than normal, but we had the that was the county EMA contribution and the joint communication contribution.
Okay.
And so that's why that made that high.
Okay.
So, then also in there was the tower replacement, our portion of the tower replacement over there. So for Motorola.
Is that approved?
That was approved.
Unanimously?
Unanimously.
All right.
Yeah.
Then at 9:15, a public hearing for the fiscal year 25-26 proposed Montgomery County budget amendment. Public comment section, any public comment?
There was no public comment today.
All right. Then resolution 25-23, fiscal year 26 budget amendment adoption. Was it adopted?
That was adopted.
Okay. Agenda items for the next meeting.
We do not have any right as of today.
The next meeting will be Tuesday, September 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Regular time. All right.
Monday's a holiday, so county will be closed, but
yes.
Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. we'll be there.
We'll be back at it. What else do we need to be aware of, Ms. Schmidt?
That's all I know of right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Make it a great day. Okay,
and
you too.
Certainly appreciate your time and the information. Make it a good one. Charlotte Schmidt with this chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.